Hi guys, my name is Christy and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So do you guys ever go to IKEA? Whenever I go there, I feel like they have this perfect use of all the little tiny rooms. So today we have a video from IKEA that's called IKEA Square Meter Challenge, Tiny Bedroom for Two. So let's take a look at today's sentence. To maximize space, we worked in layers and put movable clothes racks in front. This multifunctional storage bench makes a place to sit and put on socks and shoes. That's a lot of storage and ideas in one bedroom, but we squeeze it down into 9.5 square meters. To maximize space, we worked in layers and put movable clothes racks in front. This multifunctional storage bench makes a place to sit and put on socks and shoes. That's a lot of storage and ideas in one bedroom, but we squeeze it down to 9.5 square meters. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 maximize。 Maximize 是增加到最大值的意思，大家可能会注意到这个单字上啊跟句子里面的拼法不太一样，那其实两个都是正确的，只是大家用英国拼音呢会习惯用 s 结尾，那美式拼音呢则会习惯用 z 结尾，两个都是可以用的。Maximize 那我们可以说 she is trying to maximize the value of the fund. 她试着将资金的价值呢最大化。那它的名词原型呢则是 maximum. 大家应该可能有听过这个字，指的是最大限度的意思。那我们可以说 the stadium has reached its maximum capacity of audiences. 这个体育馆啊已经达到它可以容纳观众的最大限度了。那 maximize 跟 maximum 的反义词呢则是 minimize 还有 minimum。 Minimize 呢，则是缩到最小。那我们可以说 You should try to minimize your wants and focus on your needs. 你花钱的时候啊，应该要缩小你的欲望，就是把你欲望最小化，然后专注于你真正需要的东西上面。那它的名词呢，则是 minimum。 Minimum 它是最低限度的意思，它的重音在 mi 的地方 ，ni 发短音，min，mum 呢，则是也是的音 ，minimum。 那我们可以说 The minimum requirement for this position is to have at least a bachelor's degree. 这一份职缺的最低门槛啊，就是要大学毕业。再我们要来看的是 layer. Layer 呢是层的意思，它的重音在 la 的地方发 a 的音 ，lay 这边是发 lay，那 er 则是耳 layer. 那我们可以说 When you go hiking, it is very important that you have a layer that keeps you dry. 当你去爬山的时候啊，要切换记得呢，就是你衣服呢要一定要有一层是可以防水的，让你不会湿掉。如果碰到下雨不会湿掉的。再我们来看的是 rack，rack 呢是架子的意思，那它的 a 呢是发 a 的音 rack。 All of our unsold items are all on this rack, so if you can't find the size you wanted, they're probably all sold out.
我们打折的商品呢都在这个架子上，所以如果你找不到你要的 size 的话呢，可能就代表它们已经没有了。那有一个字呢，跟它长很像呢，是
racket。 Racket， 它的重音一样在 r a 的地方发 a 的音 ，k e t 呢只是发短音 e。Racket， 它有指喧闹啊、吵闹的意思。可是这个字更常见的呢，指的是网球拍这样子。Racket。 再来我们要来看的是 multifunctional，multifunctional 呢是多功能的。我们看到 multi 这一个字呢，就知道它是代表有很多的。像是我们有时候会讲 multitasking， 就是说，你一心多用，同时在做很多事情。那一样的 multifunctional 呢，我们看 functional 这一个字指的是机能的或者是有用的。那加上 multi 这一个字 ，multifunctional 就是多功能的。 那其实现在啊，从智慧型手机开始啊，所有东西几乎都是多功能的。那我们看到，比如说像是这个智慧型的手表，我们就可以说 This multifunctional watch not only acts as a time reader, but also tells your heart rate when you're exercising.
这个多功能的手表呢，不但可以让你看时间，甚至在你运动的时候呢，还可以测量你的心跳。最后我们要来看的是
storage。 Storage 呢，指的是储藏的意思，它的重音在 store 的地方，rage，发短音 e。Storage，那我们有时候讲到，比如说储藏间呢，就是 storage room 这样子。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. To maximize space, we worked in layers and put movable clothes racks in front. This multifunctional storage bench makes a place to sit and put on socks and shoes. That's a lot of storage and ideas in one bedroom, but we squeeze it down to 9.5 square meters. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!